CRI News. I'm Xiao Yi. Chinese President Hu Jintao has called on Asia-Pacific economies to make all efforts to achieve a balanced, inclusive, sustainable, innovative, and safe economic growth. Addressing the ongoing APEC CEO Summit in Honolulu, Hawaii, the Chinese leader analyzed the current global and regional economic situation and made proposals for economic growth and stability. He called for improving global economic governance, promoting green growth, and deepening the regional economic integration to stimulate the global economic recovery. Earlier, President Hu Jintao met with his Peruvian counterpart, Ollanta Humala Tassel, in Honolulu to exchange views on how to further bilateral ties. He congratulated Humala on his election as president, saying that he expected to build good working relations and personal friendship with the Peruvian president to jointly push forward the China-Peruvian ties. Peru is one of China's main trading partners in Latin America. Last year, bilateral trade increased by 48% from a year earlier to $9.7 billion. The two countries have also maintained excellent coordination and communications in international affairs. The Italian Parliament has passed a package of austerity measures demanded by the European Union, paving the way for Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi to resign and allow President Giorgio Napolitano to form a new government. Berlusconi has announced earlier that he would resign after these measures were approved in both houses of Parliament, following a vote on Tuesday in which he lost the majority in the House. After Berlusconi's resignation, President Giorgio Napolitano will start consultations with parties, trying to form a new emergency technocrat government. If such efforts fail, Napolitano would dissolve the parliament and call a snap election. Economist and former European Commissioner Mario Monti has been nominated by the president as a senator for life, which is seen that he would be the best choice to replace Berlusconi. Syrian media has urged the Arab League to undertake a swift action and an independent decision as a gesture of goodwill to show its determination to resolve the Syrian crisis. The Arab League, which brokered a peace plan to end the political crisis in Syria last week, is scheduled to hold an emergency meeting in Cairo to assess Syria's response. In a front-page editorial, the state-run Al Torah newspaper said the United States is pressing the Arab League to impose a political and economic boycott of Syria, but has failed to achieve its anti-Syria plan. Incumbent Prime Minister Almazbek Atambayev has won a landslide victory in Kyrgyzstan's presidential elections. The Central Election Committee says Atambayev was elected president of the country after obtaining nearly 63% of the vote. Atambayev's main rival, Adham Madumarov, leader of the Butun Kyrgyzstan party, gained 15% of the vote, followed by Kamchibek Tashiev, leader of the parliamentary faction Atazuat, with 14%. Outgoing interim president Raza Atambayeva said international observers have reported that the election was democratic, open and transparent. 28 miners have been confirmed dead and many others still trapped underground after a gas leak occurred in a coal mine in southwest China's Yunnan province. Luo Lin, director of the State Administration of Work Safety, along with a group of gas experts from the Chinese Academy of Engineering, rushed to the accident site on Saturday afternoon. He ordered local authorities to do anything possible to save the trapped miners. Authorities say the mine was operating illegally, having had its license revoked a year ago. Some 8.6% of Beijing's permanent residents between 18 and 79 years old are diabetes sufferers, the Health Bureau of Beijing Municipality has revealed as Monday's World Diabetes Day approaches. Deputy Chief of the Bureau, Mao Yu, says diabetes has become one of the most serious threats to health in Beijing, and the aging population is expected to develop more diabetic cases in the coming years. As well as genetics, diabetes can also be triggered by inadequate exercise, a poor diet, drinking, smoking, and other unhealthy lifestyles, with obesity the major cause of diabetes among children and adolescents, Mao Yu said. To promote awareness around World Diabetes Day on Monday, the Bureau has launched a campaign of free diabetes tests. And that's the latest on CRI. I'm Xiao Yi.